top research scientists from across Louisiana met at LSU Health Shreveport yesterday to work on improving collaboration across their institutions. They're doing it with the help of LACATS, the Louisiana Clinical and Translational Science Center in Baton Rouge. It's funded by a $20 million grant from the National Institutes of Health. The aim is to promote more unified research. Dr. William Cefalu is executive director of Pennington Biomedical Research Center, where LACATS is based.
It's not going to take an institution at Shreveport or LSU New Orleans or Pennington working in isolation. We have expertise at each campus, and it's a different mindset, recognizing that we can address the bigger science questions and the bigger problems by working together.
The head of LSU Health Shreveport's Center for Cardiovascular Diseases and Scientists, Chris Kevel, is already working with colleagues who do similar research at LSU Health New Orleans and Tulane Medical School. At a time when research dollars are scarce, he says collaboration like this is essential, but it takes extra effort to work through regulatory hurdles.
It's easier to know the research question because both investigators can figure that out pretty quickly, but other administrative stuff sometimes makes it a little bit tricky.
Cefalu says four institutions have contributed $250,000 in all to fund a research effort that would involve investigators from multiple institutions. He says this seed money will hopefully entice more researchers to team up and dig deep into Louisiana's greatest health problems, diabetes, obesity, and heart disease.
This is an incredible opportunity for two investigators who had never worked together to address a bigger problem. Taking expertise at Shreveport, coupling with expertise at Pennington or expertise in New Orleans, and that's how problems are solved.
Kevel and his colleagues in New Orleans have submitted their grant proposal that pertains to people who have severely blocked arteries. They're now waiting to hear if they're the winning combination.